For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill, visiting with Governor Mike Parson at the State Fair, actually just outside the Beef House. That's got to be an old haunt for you.
Oh, yeah. I like coming to the Beef House. You know, being a cattle farmer, it's always a good day when you go to the Beef House. But so many good organizations here at the State Fair, and being here on opening day is always exciting. Everybody's pumped up, ready to get the fair underway. And to be able to see a lot of the young kids that are here, it just lifts your heart up when you get to come here. But good things ready for Missouri. I think the agriculture industry, I know we're in a tough time as far as drought goes in the state, but I think there's going to be good times ahead for the state of Missouri in agriculture.
I wanted to touch base on the drought as the map from the drought monitor this morning. Western Caldwell County now in exceptional drought. We're looking at 1/6 of the state in extreme and basically only like four counties that don't have any drought conditions right now. How is the state responding to this growing situation?
You know, we got some of the directors meeting every day. We got the director of agriculture leading that, trying to figure out, okay, what can we do from the state level to help with this situation? But unfortunately, as a farmer, it's just a tough time. You know, what we really need is rain that helps the state of Missouri, and government can't provide that for us. But we're looking at different avenues, how we might help when it comes to feed, when it comes to the row crop side, or what we might be able to do with water. But we're looking at everything's on the table. We're just going to see if we can help somehow.
Now, I have to bring up something you mentioned at the opening ceremony this afternoon about, this isn't the only big thing going on in the state. Of course, we got the I-70 series in KC this weekend, and you had just flown in from St. Louis, where the PGA Championship's there for the first time in 26 years or something around that level. That's really a big deal to be along the I-70 corridor this week.
Yeah, little things, just trivia things to know about that. When we actually drove in from St. Louis today, but it's the 100th PGA Championship that was there today. That's a big deal for the state of Missouri. There'll probably be 250,000 to 300,000 people that will go through that area. But it was great to be up there this morning, seeing that be kicked off, meeting with business leaders. But also, I had the opportunity to come here today to the state fair, which you'll see 400,000 people come through the gates of the state fair. So it's a great time. The last time that the PGA event, an official event, was in Missouri, unfortunately, was on 9/11. So this is the second time they've been back on the PGA. So it's an exciting time for the state of Missouri. Things are looking good, and we're looking forward to moving Missouri forward. A lot of good things in the future to happen.
Hate to keep you waiting with that prime rib sandwich in there, but anything additional you'd like to pass along to our listeners today, Governor?
You know, come out and enjoy the state fair. It's a showcase of agriculture. It's the number one industry in the state. If you haven't been here for a long time, come out to state fair, and you'll see the best of the best in the state of Missouri.
That's Governor Mike Parson here at the Missouri State Fair, and I'm Kyle Hill for Regional Radio, encouraging you to come home to the 116th Missouri State Fair in Sedalia.